Okay, my name is Peeler John Geary, and I'm talking to Mr. Don Sweat of the Holy Alamo Foundation. And the reason I'm talking to him is I called him earlier and gave him a warning, and he wanted me to tape this warning to Pastor Alamo. But anyway, today is Saturday, May the 17th, 2003, and I no longer work for the United States government in any capacity whatsoever. But I have worked for the government in various capacities before. And the warning I have to Pastor Alamo is that the United States government does things that are not totally kosher according to God's law, or even according to man's law, or according to their own laws. But one of the things that I know for a fact that they do, and I can't say whether I have or have not done this, or I've known people that, I know people that do things with the government. I have worked for the government in various capacities. I've been interviewed by the BBC and different news agencies and so forth. And the Soldier of Fortune magazine did a really terrible article about me one time. Told me the worst agent the government's ever had or something to that effect. I forget, it was a terrible, slanderous thing. I'm not that bad, I don't think. But anyway, my warning to Pastor Alamo was that the government works in mysterious ways, and one of the techniques they can use is pretend that Pastor Alamo's on a list, which he is on the list, I know for a fact, because I've talked to people. So I've talked to recently some of the IRS agents that busted him, and they told me he was definitely framed up and on the list of people to do. Years ago, when I was with the government, they wanted me to bust him on a firearm charge, and when I was in Alma, Arkansas, they were passing out circulars that said they had no firearms or carnal weapons in their compound that included they did not have any BB guns, pellet guns, or water pistols. So anyway, the government's been after Pastor Alamo for many, many years because the government is afraid of anyone who speaks the truth in this country about some of the terrible things that some of the government officials do. And I've known too many government officials from top to bottom that did things that are totally evil and against God's law and against man's law. But one of the things that government agencies do is if you get on the list, they get people to infiltrate your organization, try to do away with you in certain ways. And if they can't get you any other way, they pull the Al Capone thing and get you on the tax laws. The tax laws are so complicated that it's a very easy way to get people. The modern way they do people now, because I know a person that worked for the FBI, I don't know his whereabouts right now. I'd love to get him to come forward and talk to Pastor Alamo, but I don't think he will. But if a person has a computer, one of their favorite tricks of the FBI right now as we speak is to put child pornography on your internet, on your computer. So when I see these people getting busted right and left across the United States, I don't know whether they were people that were really into it or people that were on some kind of government hit list. And I personally knew William Jefferson Clinton, also known as William Jefferson Bly. I know the secrets, people in the Secret Service, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Drug Enforcement Administration. And many of these agencies work the same way. They have what they call the Violent Crime Task Force, and they go after people they want. Pastor Alamo is not violent. He preaches love and peace, to my knowledge, but he's on this list because he probably did not give, to my knowledge, he did not give money to the proper, the Democratic or Republican Party. He didn't give large sums of money like some other people have done that don't want to be on the list and so forth. He didn't give them large sums of money, and he didn't sell out to the government and say what the government wants people to say, that the government is good and righteous and doing right by the people, which they're not doing. But one of the warnings I want to give to Pastor Alamo right now is you notice a lot of people in the United States are dying of cancer. Now, this is a scenario, okay, that could happen, okay? The FBI, BATF, CIA, the CIA officially did not work in the United States, but they did work in the United States and do a lot of things. But now under the new Anti-Terrorist Act and the Homeland Security Act, they can legally work in the United States. But I knew CIA agents that have been working in the United States for years doing deals. But, okay, you're on a list of the government. They can't find anything wrong or anything you're doing. So pretend I'm this person. This is pretend now. I go to your house and I'll check over your house, look over it, try to figure out when you come, when you go, where you live, as much information as I can about you that I can get. Okay, then after I do that, I go to the local water department of the town, and I show them a badge and tell them I'm a federal agent, and what I need is a water person's uniform, because I need to go in and watch this person's house and supervise it. And most of the local government agencies are proud to help out the federal government on a deal. And so then I go to your house and I take my little black bag of dirty tricks with me, which may include, I have lead-lined gloves, and then I have a little thing that looks like a pencil lead. But this little pencil lead is used in Texas and overseas in oil-producing countries. This little pencil lead is a type of uranium compound. I think it's uranium P-35, but I'm not exactly sure of the designation of it. But it looks like a tiny little pencil lead out of a mechanical pencil. It comes in a lead-lined case. And what they do in the legitimate purposes for this thing is they drop it down an oil well, and then they drop a few sticks of dynamite with blasting caps with it, and they explode it. When they explode it, they could get a Geiger counter and look at the fissures in the ground and figure out which way the fissures go in the ground and try to figure out where they need to drill for oil. That's the legitimate purpose of it. But one of the purposes that the United States government uses for this device is they get this little tiny device, get lead-lined gloves, and I go to your house, knock on the door, and I tell you that your water meter is messed up, that I need to change out your water meter because it's costing you too much money. And you're proud that I'm changing your water meter out because it's defective and costing you too much money. So I go around there, I undo the incoming line on your water, turn off the water, get into the incoming line on your water meter, and I get this little copper screen wire. I put my lead-lined gloves on. I put this little uranium element inside the copper screen wire, and then I put it on the incoming line to your home or your business. And then what happens is then I leave that, put it back together, knock on the door, put a note, tell you that your water's fixed, everything's perfect, working well, now you can go back to using your water again. So then anyway, about a week later, your goldfish die. You change the water in your goldfish and a little bit, your goldfish die. And then you have a parakeet, and your parakeet dies because birds, some animals are more sensitive than others. And then the fur starts coming out of your dog or your cat, but you just think they're shedding and stuff. And then they start getting sick, and the vet can't figure out what's wrong with them. And then some of your hair starts coming out, but I mean, you're getting older and stuff, so maybe some of your hair comes out every now and then and stuff. And then after a while, the people in the house, especially the ones that are drinking more water than others, are starting to come up with types of cancer that are related to ingesting a radioactive substance. But the doctor doesn't know this because doctors don't know what to look for and stuff. So you're dying of some kind of poison. Radiation is a type of poison and one of the best poisons there is. There's all different kind of poisons, but it's one of the best and one of the easiest to poison a person by. So with the stuff that Pastor Alamo is putting out the truth about what the government's doing, the evil, corrupt things that some government, I'm not saying the whole government's corrupt, but there are too many people in the government that work for the government that are corrupt, that are doing evil things right now. That's one of the things that caused the collapse of the Roman Empire, when the people in the government collided with each other because they were just totally corrupt, that people couldn't handle it any longer. But I'm afraid that history tends to repeat itself in spiraling cycles, and we're there right now. But I'm warning Pastor Alamo that things like that could happen to him. Also, I know personally a man that lives right here. We live in the Sherwood area of North Little Rock. I've asked him permission, and he will not give me permission to use his name because he still works for the United States government. He's retired from the United States Air Force, and he works in an official capacity. He got a degree in engineering and in science. He works for the Air Force. Well, he retired from the Air Force, but what he does now, goes to a place where he needs to do a deal to someone, and he goes to a pharmacy, and they shipped him a biological agent from a United States government pharmacy. He says he's a diabetic. They ship him something in the mail. He gets it in the mail to pharmacists because he's a diabetic, an alleged diabetic. I don't think he really is. But anyway, he gets this substance, and there are different substances that are passed different ways. You can pass it through the air. You can use a little ring that's got a little spike on it and spike a person. Or you can put it in the water supply or in a drink or in some of the food in the refrigerator or so forth. But if you notice, for example, look back at history and you remember John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated. But now even on the History Channel, they don't say the man, they say the men that killed President Kennedy. They've even done specials about it. And Pastor Alamo has even related in some of his publications that it's fairly known common fact now that it wasn't a lone assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. In fact, according to the government sources, that I was not involved in the deal. It was before my time. I'm only 54 years old. But anyway, what happened was James Files was the guy that actually was the trigger man that actually got the shot that got him. And he was proud of that fact and told it out to all the government agents and operatives and all the people that he met and got in contact with. In fact, I was told by him and by other persons that he bit the end of the shell casing and set it on top of the fence post of the grassy knoll of the bullet that he fired to show that he did it. But now, last I heard about the guy, he's in Marion Penitentiary and has had all his, for some deal that he did get caught on that he might have did done or might not have done, but he's had all his teeth removed where they can't trace it back to the shell casing that got President Kennedy. So there's a whole lot of things that are going on, but if you remember the Kennedy incident, you'll remember, okay, allegedly the Warren Commission says that there's a lone assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald did it, and then Jack Ruby, a good friend of the police and government officials and so forth, is running some kind of strip club. Anyway, he goes and right into the police station, zaps him on national TV in front of God and everybody, and then all of a sudden he's in a cell and he decides to talk to people, and then all of a sudden he comes down with a case of cancer that kills him really, really quickly. But I'm saying the government has the technology and the scientists and the wherewithal now that they can do things that people, and if you can make it look like an accident, like my good friend Kathy Ferguson of Troop Brigade, Danny Ferguson's estranged wife. Okay, she was a nurse, but she was working as a receptionist at Memorial Hospital. She was an ex-beauty contest winner when she was young. She was in all kind of beauty contests, a really beautiful, wonderful young lady. She went to a non-denominational charismatic church after she broke up with Danny Ferguson of Troop Brigade. But the government and Clinton and the Secret Service, Terry Edwards, United States Secret Service agent, they knew that she knew way too much. So what they did, they assassinated her. But the way they did it, she never owned a firearm in her life, and she alleged she was right-handed. She allegedly shot herself in the back left-hand side of the head and killed herself. And people that are beauty contest winners don't shoot yourself in the head, and people that are nurses, they've got the key to the medicine cabinet. They usually do a drug overdose most of the time. So when the United States Secret Service over here in the Stevens Building in Little Rock, after that happened, they were not sure, the agents over there in the building, they knew it was a hit, but they didn't know who did it, and they didn't know whether the CIA, FBI, ATF, Secret Service, or who or which agent or agency did it, but they knew it was done. And I was one of the people they interviewed for 6 hours over there in interrogation to see if I was involved in it. And I told them she was a good friend of mine, but no, I had no reason to do it. I didn't know Clinton any favors. In fact, I've done too many favors for him, and I didn't owe him any favors. He owed me a few things that he never delivered on, which was not uncommon for him. And I even knew his half-brother, Roger Casty Clinton, but we called him Butch Casty, the cocaine cowboy, was a nickname we had for him because he was involved in all the drug trafficking that Clinton was in. In fact, I've been told that Clinton has had rhinostomies, has had his nose, when he said he fell down the stairway in Florida, he didn't fall down the stairway. He had an implant put in his nose to help it out because his nose was collapsing from doing too much cocaine. And if you look at the statues of him and stuff, his nose and even the shape of it has changed since then. But I'm saying a lot of people have a lot of problems and stuff, and Clinton had more problems than most, and he was involved in a lot of corruption. And if you get on the internet and get into the Clinton Chronicles, you'll see that a lot of the people that were allegedly his friends even died mysterious deaths and strange deaths that went uninvestigated, basically, and they were actually murdered, and people knew that they were murdered. In fact, one of the guys that was writing the Clinton Chronicles, I can't think of his name, he had an Italian name, he lived in California, and anyway, he was writing an article about the boys on the railroad track out toward Benton, and when he did that, he named a few names of some of the Benton policemen, and they sued him for naming the name of a few of the Benton policemen and so forth. And the deal is, they got a lawsuit against him and tried to sue him, but those people are not Benton policemen anymore. I think they're Little Rock policemen now. And my youngest son, because I went forward, well, I was unsuccessful, and after I was unsuccessful in getting Pastor Alamo on some kind of gun charge because he was not into firearms. So you can't get someone, well, you can get people in firearms. I can personally state that I was forced to frame three people that I can prove that I framed, the United States government. If I hadn't framed them, I wouldn't be talking to you now. I would be dead. But they were on the government list because Mike Ash was the person they wanted to do the Oklahoma bombing. And he figured out what was going on. He was a little smarter than they wanted him to be. He was a gunsmith and a really sharp guy. But he didn't fall for the deal, so he ended up going to prison. I think he went to prison in Oklahoma, but I'm not sure. I saw his mother not too long ago at a meeting and apologized to her for what I was forced to do to her son, because she said it ruined and started crying when she met me and said it ruined the young man's life because he's married and had a kid and stuff. But I've repented since then. I've joined the church and got saved and tried to straighten up, got married and tried to settle down and stuff since I've quit working for the United States government. And my youngest son has been framed for murder. There's no body, no weapon, no blood, no hair, no forensic evidence, no eyewitness. He's been down 7 calendar years now doing life without. And because I didn't cooperate and I was unsuccessful in a few missions, and because I decided that I was not going to go after people like Pastor Alamo and just totally frame them, or if I couldn't frame them, assassinate them or kill them in some way, or help some agency to kill or assassinate them just because of their political views, and just because they said some of the government leaders are not doing things that are right for the people of the United States. In this country, you should be allowed a freedom of religion and freedom of speech, which allegedly we are allowed to have, but we really do not have. Because if you say the wrong thing against the wrong person, you get put on a list, and all of a sudden you have all kind of tragic things, have accidents. I got on somebody's list. I don't know whether it was another agency or who it was, but I've had a number of attempts made on my life, and I know for a fact that there are various government agencies. In fact, one IRS agent told me to pray for him, and he said he was still had bad. He hoped that God would forgive him. He's praying to God forgive him for what he did to Pastor Alamo. And he told me that he knew for a fact Pastor Alamo was framed up on the tax beat. But I'm sure Pastor Alamo and a lot of people know that by now. And this guy that's working for the Drug Warfare Center, going around killing people in the United States and worldwide, he enjoys his job. He's an average-looking guy and does it really well. But I'm saying it's unfortunate that I can't get him saved, to get him straightened up, or get him to talk to Pastor Alamo and understand who God and Yeshua is and Jesus Christ is, and get straight with God and find out who the Savior is and get his life straight and try to repent and quit these things. There are too many people that are willing, in these latter days, there are too many people that are willing to sell out to government agencies and people for money and favors and all these kind of things. And it's very, very unfortunate. That's one of the things that brought down the Roman Empire. And 3 weeks before the Oklahoma bombing, I wrote letters to many, many people about the Oklahoma bombing and talked to Special Agent Terry Edwards and told him I had a bad feeling about it. I've been involved in this thing. I know it's going to happen and go down, and you're not going to stop it. And he swore to me that it was going to be stopped. We met at McDonald's here in No Little Rock at Indian Hills, and he swore to me that it was going to stop, that they were going to let him make the bomb be manufactured and delivered, but they were going to bust the people before the bomb went off. If you look at a seismic reading that day, you'll notice there's the explosive train. There's a primary that goes off and sets off a secondary. But it's very unfortunate that we're in a times like this where people can do things, kill people, murder people, slander people, do all kind of evil things to people, and get away with it in the name of doing the greater good for the government of the United States. And sometimes some of these agents, I call them United Snakes, and I'm willing to take a polygraph test about the information that I'm giving you right now with your people or with the police or FBI or anybody that wants to give me one, because you shall know the truth, and truth shall make you free, as Pastor Alamo has quoted before. And these people are afraid of the truth. Just like it when you come to a really run-down home or something, and you open the door and turn a light on, you see the roaches running. They try to flee from the light to get into the darkness and the shade and hide and so forth. And there's too many agencies and agents of the United States government that are doing too many evil things and have to hide under the cover of their bureaucracy and of the Securities Act and so forth to try to hide all these evil things they're doing. But little by little, Pastor Lamo and these other people are releasing the truth and telling the truth of what's really going down and happening nowadays. And thank God for people like Pastor Lamo and his foundation that are trying to get the truth out to the people before it's too late. And like the prophets of old told the Israeli people, they need to repent and get right with God before something evil happens to the whole country. And evil did befall them when the time they didn't repent. Is there anything else you want to know, Mr. Sweat? What do you think?
Well, I think that's
what questions you have?
No, I mean, I think it's a very valid warning, you know, and
serious warning, and I'm saying, his food, drink, people around him, just be careful, because he's telling enough truth. I've known for years that he's been on the list, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm sorry that I haven't come forward before and told you about the list and, you know, that the people are after him. But, for example, there was a guy named the Black Santa Claus, a little rock, Robert Say McIntosh. And he was on the list. He's not on the list now, but he was on the list at one time. And what they did with him, the federal agents even hired a man, gave him a weapon and everything, to even shoot the guy with, paid him money up front for the deal to kill the guy. Well, this was an ex-Green Beret guy from Vietnam that I know, named Jerry Wayne Smith. He was given all this money, this super souped-up firearms and so forth, and told to assassinate this person. Well, he just took the money and the firearms and stuff and went out to the middle of the Ozarks and changed his name, and no one's seen or heard from him since, so he did not do the deal. But then later on, Robert Say McIntosh, they got his young son on a drug charge. But after they got his son on a drug charge, he went around, kind of like your people do, he distributed leaflets on car windows and stuff around the federal buildings in Little Rock. And when he did that, he was talking about some of the fairs and some of the things that William Jefferson Clinton, also known as William Jefferson Bly, was involved in. And when he did that, the Clinton administration, while he was president, made a deal with him. If he had quit doing that, they would let his son go from prison. So while everyone was gone, the state officials and the governor were gone to Clinton's inauguration, a guy named Jewell, who was a dentist, who was the guy in charge, he was in charge of Arkansas for about a 12-hour period, the acting governor. And while he was acting as the presence of the governor, what he did, he gave clemency to Robert Say McIntosh's son and to a couple other people that were black guys that were convicted of murder and so forth. He let them go because the political deal had been struck with Robert Say McIntosh. If he quit talking about the deal, they would let these prisoners out of the Arkansas state prison system, and they did it. So you don't see Robert Say McIntosh talking too much about the president or the government or what's going on now. Let me tell you, a lot of things that look like accidents nowadays are really not accidents. And a lot of things happen. A lot of people have a lot of questions about a lot of things that are going down, because with technology, the government's able to do things and people die from sicknesses and disease and accidents. Like I said, I apologize to you and God, too, that I didn't come forward earlier, because, you know, as I've studied Christianity and so forth, if you know that a person's going to be killed or harmed and don't do anything about it at Judgment Day, you will be partially responsible for their demise. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I understand Christianity. Do you think that is correct?
Yes, I do.
I think it is, too. So I'm saying, I'm trying to stop anything from happening to Pastor Lamo, because people, it's unfortunate that there are too many people and too many people in government agencies that are afraid of the truth and don't want the truth to come out. I'm sure that there are a lot of people and a lot of agencies right now that are looking at his last newsletter about another Pearl Harbor and thinking about it and being very upset that he's getting the truth out about the World Trade Center was another Pearl Harbor. Just like they said on the History Channel not too long ago, there were many people from the president and the top upper echelons of the United States government that knew it was going to happen and let it happen, because there were many German-American citizens back then, and they wouldn't go to war against Germany, but they would go to war against Japan, and they were both combined together as the Axis power. So what happened when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor and the people knew about it? The people at Pearl Harbor didn't know it, obviously, but the president and his staff knew it was going to happen, knowingly allowed it to happen. It happens, and then we go to war against Japan and Germany. because they're combined forces together, so we go to war against both of them, whereas the United States would have not gone to war against Germany because the large number of German-American citizens, and we even had people in the Nazi party that were running for president back then. It was a big party in the United States in politics here in the government. And now, since the World War II, when the CIA was started, they got a lot of the old German high command and German officers in the SS and the Worldwide Intelligence Division, and had them to help them start the Central Intelligence Agency, and use a lot of their techniques that they had used over there that are very unfortunate that they have continued to pass down these techniques of going after certain people in certain organizations,
whether
they're religious or political affiliations.
Well, that's for sure what they're doing, Pastor Lamo, you know, because he's exposing them. And we really thank you for, you know, the warning and for the information, and I will make sure that it gets passed on to Pastor Lamo.
Well, I appreciate that, and be sure to keep me on your mailing list and send me a couple of copies of your next issue that I ought, especially if I'm in it.